My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hey everyone, hope you are doing well. Congratulations to Laura Symphony, who has won the £25 cash from tagging me in and sharing the podcast, the last podcast. So thank you, Laura. Ping me over your details and I will send that cash straight over to you, girl. So welcome. This is a serious, serious talk that we are going to have. Because, let's be honest, we all beat ourselves up. I did a live this morning. It was supposed to be planning with me, and it turned into something completely different because I had a counselling session this morning with Graham. You've heard me mention him before. I started working with him as my grief counsellor, and I always had this funny thing about, oh, I don't want counselling, but it is the best thing I've ever done in my entire life, and I will never stop. And I love this man. He challenges me to think about why I think certain things, why I think certain ways, how I feel about myself. I talk about parenting with him. I talk about relationships. He's just, at the minute, as in particular, feels like my absolute saviour. So I will be sharing things that I speak about with him. He has made me really sort of deep dive into certain thoughts and stuff that I have, and I find this really helping. So today, what I wanted to talk to you and help you guys with is, if you have been, you are now, or you ever find yourself in this space where you really want to be this like happy-go-lucky, laughing, smiling, free-spirited, chilled out but assertive human woman, and what you feel like is a chaotic, manic, anxious, stressed out, tired mess. Oh, come on, girls, don't say it's just me. That has happened, right? Please tag me in your post and just say, I'm with you, Em. Hashtag, I'm with you, Em. Because I'm sure this is not just me, but I have been in that situation quite a few times, actually. And even though I know the answers, I know what to do to get out of it, I know what I need to do, sometimes I just haven't had the clarity or been in the state of mind or the mindset, whatever you want to call it, to actually pull myself together and to take the steps to get out of it. And what I want to share with you today is three things that I do and that I've done that massively, massively made a difference when I was feeling this way. So if I can take you back to 2014-ish, I think it was, or 15, 2014, I think. Seen massive success in my business, earning, you know, multiple six-figure income plus, and everything was good, but it was busy. And I felt like I was busy doing everything and actually achieving nothing. And for what? Because the pain of feeling like I wasn't being like a good enough wife or sister or friend or mother or whatever far outweighed anything else. And so I was letting myself down constantly because I wanted to be this happy-go-lucky, you know, carefree attitude, that kind of thing, chilled out mum, who could just relax. And I couldn't. And I had to do three things. It's a physical exercise. So you can do this right now. You can put me on pause. You can go grab a pen and paper, do whatever it is that you need to do, or do it at a later date. But make sure you really do it. Because I listen to lots of things that tell me bits of advice, do this, this, and this. And then I think, oh, that's such a good idea. And then just me thinking about it, I feel like I've done it. But I haven't. It's a physical thing that I need to do if ever I find myself feeling this way. The first thing is to get that pen and paper and to write down, and this is the most important part, which is to write it down. Write down what are the areas in your life that mean a lot to you. For me, in this order, it was mum, wife, and family member. Family member covers sister or brother, you know, being a really great sister, daughter, granddaughter, friend, whatever, because I consider that all like under the family banner. So I wrote those three things down, and it's in that order of importance to me and priority. The second thing is that I took out my planner, and at this stage, my pro planner wasn't actually existing then. It was in the design phase, so I had my own PDF of it, so I printed that off. And I put in the activities into my planner that made me fulfill those roles with the values that were important to me. So if being a mum to you means time, focused quality time with your children, like it did to me at that point, with no distractions, then I made sure that was the first thing that I put in my planner. Now I allocate, you know I like to time block, I allocated a colour to mum. Sometimes it's not going to be business activities that you need to focus on and time block in. Sometimes, and you know, this should always be, you know, something that you factor in, but sometimes they need more focus. If you're feeling down about something or like you're not doing enough of what you want, then this is going to be something that you need to do. But yeah, so for me, I would allocate a colour because mum being my number one role, I wanted more of that colour in my planner than any other colour. So the next role was wife, so I allocated that a colour, and that had slightly less in my planner than, because that is literally like a date night a week. Like that's enough focused time for me, how I want to be as a wife and what I want our relationship to be like. Like that's enough time for me to make sure I've sort of put enough focus on that. And then there's, you know, the family members, so the sister, daughter, granddaughter, those roles, auntie, those roles, and I would allocate them a colour and put them in. And what I could see from looking at my planner and using the different colour highlighters and the time blocking is that I needed to make sure that I was in balance. So being mum was most important. That colour was more prominent in my planner than any other colour. Then around those things, I would fill out my business activities. It might be your work time, whatever. But I would fill that out. But I had to look at that. I had to be happy with the balance. I had to make sure that I was putting my focus in the areas that I felt like I wasn't doing great at and that were making me feel pretty shitty, because that's not cool. You can only grow in an environment, in a good environment, okay? So if inside you are beating yourself up, you are being hard on yourself, you're not happy with yourself, you're not doing what it is that you want to do or being who it is that you want to be, it's not going to be right. And I liken this to something that Graham explained to me about cakes. Same ingredients in two different baking trays. One goes into an oven that stays cold. Another one goes into an oven that's at 180 degrees. Which one is going to rise and become the best that it can be? Like, it's going to be the cake that goes into the right environment. So with that being said, think about that in terms of us and how we feel about ourselves and how we can grow. We're never going to be able to grow as mums, as wives, as women, as business owners, as friends, as whatever, if we're internally in the wrong environment, which is the negative stuff. Telling yourself you're rubbish, telling yourself you're failing all the time, telling yourself you're not achieving, telling yourself you're letting your family down or you down or your kids down or whatever. We can be really, really mean to ourselves. And it's really important that if you're feeling like that, you need to stop. Write down what are the important roles in your life that mean a lot to you right now. Second thing, take out your planner. Put in there the time to give to each of those roles and be specific and write down what it is that you're going to do and for how long. And the third thing is to then fill out the other stuff, the work, the, you know, the normal life things that we need to do around those things. Because what you'll find is when you do that and you're putting your focus and attention into where it is that you want to get better at, lo and behold, you get better in those areas. You'll feel happier. You'll feel more content. You'll feel like you're winning. puts you on a totally different trajectory than when you're feeling absolutely crap about yourself. You feel like you're doing a lot but not achieving a lot, and you just like can't see the wood through the trees. That's not okay. We want to get you out of that. So go and do those three activities. Don't forget, I'm giving away another £25 cash if you tag me on social media at Emma Cooper Online on Instagram or at my Pro Planner. Tag me on any one of those and let us know you are listening in. And you can even let us know what you're learning or what you took from it, and we will pick a winner. Also, leave a review. I would be really, really chuffed if you would leave a review. On any one of those social medias is absolutely fine by me. And we will pick a winner from that and give away another £25 in cash. So think about what's important. Think about the roles you want to develop. Think about you developing as a person. Get it into the planner. Do everything else around those things. And you will find that you will feel way, way, way happier, way more content. And then you are in that right frame of mind to really push on, have a fantastic week, and create some incredible memories and grow as a person, which is most important. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.
This podcast was sponsored by My Pro Planner, the number one planner for network marketers.